The doctor is about to be out. After eight seasons on Fox, House is taking on his last case. Joining us now, Matt Rausch, the entertainment editor at TV Guide. Matt, for people who've stuck around with this show for this long, they've been through plenty of ups and downs.
Well, they have. You know, one thing that's kind of remained constant is that House himself remains sort of this incorrigible curmudgeon and really a very unhappy person, an addict. I mean, he was a pretty fascinating character with lots of different sides. Not the easiest person to get along with, but the person you'd definitely want to have on your side if you went in with a mystery illness. It has been a long and very successful ride for this show. It's an international hit. It was not a particularly on-brand show for Fox. It seemed a little bit older, a little less irreverent in some regards, except for the character himself. But it kind of redefined the medical mystery show. And as a character itself, Hugh Laurie made him a household name, and it was just the career role of a lifetime for sure. Weirdly, though, he never won an Emmy. I mean, his timing was bad because he was there in like the later days of The Sopranos, and then all those years, the last few years, when Bryan Cranston kept winning for Breaking Bad. For some reason, Hugh Laurie just never was there at the right time to win an Emmy for this role. But it definitely is one of the most distinctive characters ever to appear on television, and it's going to end tomorrow night. And you know, lots of people ask me over the years, do you think they're going to end the show by him dying or ever repenting or whatever? And the answer is probably not. But he has been humanized in the last few weeks because his best friend, the cancer doctor, Dr. Wilson, played by Robert Sean Leonard, has himself contracted cancer, and that storyline has taken us through the end of this season. The final episode is called Everybody Dies. Take that for what you will. The original episode title for the pilot was Everybody Cries. Whether you die or cry, it's probably a lot of people are going to come back and see what happens to him. And the hour before the finale is going to be a retrospective of the series that Hugh Laurie himself put together. So if you ever did like House, this is probably the right time to go back.
Oh, well, that's really cool. And yeah. As you say, he never won an Emmy for this role. Do you think the Television Academy might give him his due in this final season?
Hard to say because the Emmy field is really competitive. You know, John Hamm has yet to win an Emmy to play Don Draper. So it's just that we're in a really great time for dramas, including cable dramas, and it's just been really hard for him to get his due. But certainly it's made his fortune and it's made his name. So everybody knows who Hugh Laurie is.
Oh, yeah. Before we let you go, we got to talk really quickly about the season finales for the reality competition shows.
Yeah, big time. Monday, Tuesday is going to be Dancing with the Stars. Tuesday, Wednesday is American Idol. American Idol's down to Phillip Phillips and Jessica Sanchez. There hasn't been a girl winning American Idol for a really long time, suggesting that the tween girls who text vote all the time, they usually vote for their crushes, and there's no bigger crush right now than Phillip Phillips. So it's going to be interesting. But also on Dancing with the Stars, we're down to the last two of the three are people who were unknown to many people before the season began. Katherine Jenkins, a British opera singer, really beautiful girl. And this hunk this Latino hunk, William Levy. And it's very likely one of the two of them will win. Donald Driver from the NFL is the third wheel here. Athletes do well. But sometimes Dancing with the Stars is about making stars, and that kind of happened this season. And next season is going to be an entirely all-star version from past seasons, fan favorites. So they're hoping that'll juice the ratings for the next season. But for now, possibly somebody, if you haven't been watching, Dancing with the Stars, the person that wins, if you haven't been watching, you're going to wonder who was that person.
And I guess the big question over the summer is going to be, is Jennifer Lopez going to come back as a judge on American Idol?
That's what we call negotiating through the media. So, yeah, if they've already planted the flag that she might not come back, and that would be a real loss for them, and I think it would be a bad mistake for her. But definitely these judging gigs have been big deals for these people's careers. You know, Britney Spears is going to be on The X Factor next fall. And, of course, look what it's done for people like Adam Levine and Blake Shelton on The Voice. These are very, very hot seats for these people to fill. And Jennifer Lopez vacates it at her peril.
Yeah, and it makes some bigger stars than their music does.
Definitely in her case.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt. Good talking to you.
You bet.
Matt Rausch is the entertainment editor at TV Guide.